Hey, fellow dads, what if a trusted friend told you there are some simple activities you can bring into your life and your family's life to help yourself and your family breathe better, get improved sleep, reduce symptoms of depression, enjoy clearer thinking, boost immunity, avoid short-sightedness, and experience better emotional well-being? Would you be interested? Would you be surprised to know that each of these physical, mental, and emotional health benefits can be gained through simply practicing the lyrics of a classic hymn? If I've caught your attention, keep listening.
Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Hi friends, welcome to the Treasure Box Books Podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Ching, a redeemed child of God, happy husband and homeschooling dad, and lifelong lover of good books. Fellow dad, are you eager to fill your children's hearts with truth and faith and wisdom and courage? Do you long to build growing, lasting, God-centered relationships with your family? If you're ready to inspire and equip your children to walk with God by learning and living together, then come join us on our journey and let's go find the treasures in books.
Worshiping the Lord with your church, or at home with your family, or perhaps during your personal quiet time with God, have you ever sung the hymn, "This is My Father's World"? The lyrics of this well-known hymn were penned by Maltby Babcock. He was a pastor who lived over 100 years ago. He loved to walk among the hills of his New England home, and he loved to explore and experience God's creation in nature. If you're not familiar with the hymn, these are the lyrics of the first stanza. "This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand the wonders wrought." The second stanza goes on to say, "This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere." Most of our hymns, the scripturally accurate ones anyway, praise God for some aspect of God's nature or his works, often focusing attention on the redemption he has given us in Christ Jesus. Some old hymns, however, like the one we're hearing in the background right now, follow the pattern of some of the Psalms and praise God for his wonderful works in creation in the natural world. With scriptural precedent for the practice, it's a good and healthy practice to sing praise to God for the wonders of his creation in the natural world. Psalm 47, verse 7 says, "For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding." And since we're instructed in this psalm to sing praises to the King of all the earth with the understanding, it stands to reason that we ought to know something about the earth that's created by its King. And what better way to learn about his creation and to lead our families to learn about God's creation than to read nature stories together? If you don't already read nature stories to your family, let me encourage you to consider these five reasons every Christian dad should. The first reason that we as Christian dads should read nature stories to and with our families is this: because the natural world, the creation, gives us real glimpses of God's wisdom and power. In Job, the book of Job, chapters 38 through 41, the Lord spoke to Job. And to show Job that God is God and that God is right and that God is almighty, for 129 verses, God pointed out one thing after another in the natural world that he created. And in that passage, he talks about animals, constellations, stars, even what many Bible students agree describes what we today call dinosaurs. Job's response to all of this? Job 42 records Job's response. Then Job answered the Lord and said, "I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes." Well, what was it that Job saw, that Job heard about, that caused him to repent, that caused him to have that opinion of God and of himself? It was getting a glimpse of God's creation. He was bombarded with information about things that God had created that he himself, Job himself, could not create, and it caused him to repent. In his very interesting and insightful book, 12 Ways Your Phone Is Changing You, Tony Reinke wrote, "All of creation is a footpath back to God." That doesn't mean, and I don't think Mr. Reinke means what that could be mistaken to mean. And that is that somehow we find our salvation in creation. No, what I think he means is what I understand creation to be. It points us to God. It points to the Creator. And so we should read nature stories because the natural world, or what we Christians call the creation, gives us real glimpses of God's wisdom and power. The second reason that we Christian dads should read nature stories to and with our families is because the natural world illustrates spiritual truths. We see this all throughout Scripture. In his devotional book for families, Indescribable, Louis Giglio uses 100 facts from nature to illustrate spiritual eternal truths, and he shows how the Bible does this as well. For example, he shows how God uses the basic design of a tree inside of our bodies. The basic design of a tree is that there's a main trunk carrying its life liquid sap to the branches, and inside of our bodies, we have blood vessels that carry our life blood and all its nutrients to every part of our body. And then he shows how Jesus is like the tree, and we are branches growing from him, and we need to stay connected to him in fellowship to be nourished up and able to produce heavenly fruit, all illustrating what the Lord said in John 15, verse 5. "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." And so we should read nature stories because the natural world illustrates spiritual truths. The third reason is because learning about nature reminds us of the fact that God created us using great wisdom and loving kindness. Psalm 103 says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves." It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And very few things help us see that and remember the fact that God created us and that we owe him our allegiance and obedience and loyalty, like looking at nature and learning about nature. One nature book, nature stories book that my family is really enjoying, in fact, we're just about finished with it, is called My Listening Ears. The title takes its cue from the hymn that we started out this episode with. In that book, written by Joanne DeYoung, she tells about all sorts of different body parts and how they work. She tells how our brains work, how our pituitary glands work, how our lymph nodes work, how our spine works. Well, I said she tells us how they work, but actually she can't tell us how they work because most of these things remain mysterious, even to the most brilliant minds. But she tells us what these and many other body parts and organs do, and how it would be impossible for us to live if we didn't have these things, or how life wouldn't work right if these things get out of whack. This book, My Listening Ears, is very easily understood. It's a well-written book, like her other book that I have read, and I strongly encourage you to get your family a copy and read it to them, because reading nature stories with your children reminds us of the fact that God created us. He used great wisdom and loving kindness, and we belong to Him. The fourth reason that we Christian dads should read nature stories to our families is because hearing a nature story can help to teach us humility. I suppose that goes along with the previous point, but it's worth having its own. Hearing a nature story can teach us humility. We can see it illustrated in several Bible stories. God delights in seeing men humble, viewing themselves as God sees them. Proverbs 15:33 says, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." Proverbs 22 verse 4 says, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life." Sounds like God appreciates humility in people. And one very good way God has given us to teach us humility is by surrounding us with the world brimming over with His wonders. And of course, when we say the world, we're not speaking only of this planet. We're talking about all that God created. Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4, the psalmist wrote, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" The psalmist was saying, when I look up, I feel humbled. Why would you think about us, O God? You who could create the stars, why would you set your mind upon little old me? Maybe you have seen the photograph. I think it's called the Blue Dot or the Little Blue Dot, and it's a photograph, if I remember correctly, from the Hubble Space Telescope. It's millions and millions of miles away, looking back toward the Earth, and in all the blackness of space, there is this tiny speck of blue, just a dot. And the scientists tell us that that is the Earth. That's the Earth. It's just this little tiny blue dot. And it really would make you feel insignificant unless you have a biblical worldview in which God, who created all of the vast expanses of the universe and all the hosts therein, all the stars and the planets and all of the moons around those planets and our great sun and this little blue dot that we live on. If we didn't have that perspective, we would think we are insignificant. And yet, God tells us that He thinks about us. God tells us that He knows about us. But seeing that scale ought to teach us humility. From the book I mentioned a few minutes ago, Louis Giglio's Indescribable, my family learned that the sun is 93 million miles away. Its core is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know about you. I can't even comprehend that. And that, if the Earth were the size of a golf ball, the sun would be about the size of an elephant. Now think about that. Get that picture in your mind. Here's a golf ball. That's the earth. And the sun, in size, you get an elephant next to that golf ball, and that's the relative size of the earth and the sun. That's humbling. Couple that information with how God described his authority and power in creating the heavenly bodies. Psalm 33, verse 6 says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth." What a mighty God! Doesn't that make you feel humble? George Washington Carver said, "Years ago I went into my laboratory and said, 'Dear Mr. Creator, please tell me what the universe was made for.' The great Creator answered, 'You want to know too much for that little mind of yours. Ask for something more your size, little man.'" I'm not quite sure about Mr. Carver's theology, but I like his humility. I appreciate his humility, and that's something that we all need more of. And spending time thinking about what God created and the wonder of it, the size of it, and the wisdom in it, it ought to teach us humility. The fifth reason that we as dads ought to read nature stories with our families is this: because nature stories can show our children and us that God's revealed word, the Bible, does not clash with reality, but rather corresponds with reality. Have you ever noticed how often the book of Psalms refers to God's wisdom and power revealed in nature? The book of Psalms, which was the hymnal of the Jewish people and of the early Christians, abounds with references to God's creation in the natural world. Now, here's a list of Psalms that you can jot down or go to the show notes for this episode, episode 34, and get this list of Psalms, and then go to your Bible and look up these Psalms yourself to see how many times the book of Psalms praises God for the things that he has created, for his wonders in nature. These aren't the only Psalms that mention things that God has created or the fact that he has created these things, but these are a good sampling. Here they are. Psalm 8, which, by the way, Charles Spurgeon called the Psalm of the Astronomer. Psalm 8, Psalm 19, Psalm 24, Psalm 33, Psalm 50, Psalm 65, Psalm 72, Psalm 89, Psalm 90, Psalm 95, Psalm 96, Psalm 104, Psalm 139, Psalm 147, and Psalm 148. Quite a bit of Psalms there. And so that would give you a good project to do with your family. Check that out on treasureboxbooks.com, episode 34. This is My Father's World, part 1, and you'll find that list there. If you'd like to get a very useful, very accessible book that will help you and your family to see how nature stories can show our children and us that God's revealed word does not clash with reality, but rather corresponds with reality in the natural world, get your hands on Ken Ham's book called Did Adam Have a Belly Button? And when you crack that book open, you'll find out that its contents are just as enjoyable as its title. It's easy to read, and it has helped me and my family remember this fact very well, that God's revealed truth in his word does not clash with what we see in reality. This book contains something like 170 questions or so about nature or about the Genesis account of creation or about evolution, and it provides answers to each question with either a direct answer from Genesis or with an answer demonstrating that the Bible points us to the truth. Well, there you have 5 good reasons why we as Christian dads ought to read nature stories to and with our families, and I hope you'll do that. At the beginning of this episode, episode 34, I asked if you were interested in gaining all those emotional and physical benefits for yourself and your family, and I suggested that the secret is in practicing the lyrics of a hymn. The hymn quoted at the beginning of the show speaks about experiencing, exploring, and enjoying God's creation. And that's the secret. Spend time outside. And as an added bonus, spend some time every day or a couple hours every week with your family outside, and you'll begin to reap some of those good benefits. Now, the source I read for that information was a secular website, so the author left out a very important factor that you and I as Christian dads can bring into the picture, and that's this. As we enjoy God's natural world, the things that He has created, we can also enjoy the God who created it all. And we can lead our families to do the same. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand the wonders wrought. If you heard something helpful today or feel better equipped to lead your family, maybe you have a friend who could benefit from this episode too. Don't keep it to yourself. Hit share in your podcast app or take a screenshot of this episode and share it with a friend. Or just post a link on Facebook to treasureboxbooks.com and let your friends know that this episode might encourage them. You can find any links and resources mentioned today on the episode page linked below, or just head over to treasureboxbooks.com and sign up to get our newsletter to keep you informed about future episodes and product releases. And if you've got a book recommendation or experience or idea you'd like to share with other dads, send me an email. My address is nathan@treasureboxbooks.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until we meet again, keep leading your family to find the treasures in books.